silent night, holy night, Son of God, lost your light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of Jesus, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
About a week and a half ago, we had our Christmas cantata, which has become a tradition around here, which I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful that so many of you came to be a part of that, and you observed, and you thanked our children and our youth for what they did, what they said. And so thank you for doing that. Our youth told stories that night using words, and our children told stories using art and sign language. I'm going to show that video now of the children signing to the song Here With Us. So, here we go. We can turn it up just a bit. Can get a little higher.
That the hands of God could be so small. How tiny fingers reach in the night, where the very hands that measure the sky.
Jesus came, he preached to the people, and they thronged to hear him because he gave them good news. And the message he preached that was good news was not that God was mad at us and that we were sinners. And the good news was not that God had set us a new and even more complicated set of rules to follow. They had plenty of rules. The good news he preached was that God had come to be with them, that God loved them and wanted to care for them. The prophet had said they would call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Not God far away, but God right here. We sometimes think of God as far away, as being remote, as being up there, but that's not right. In Jesus, God came very near to us. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. God's Son walked with us and went fishing with some of us and ate with us and celebrated with us and mourned with us and showed us how to live better. God's Spirit still lives in us and whispers to us and intercedes for us. Emmanuel, God with us. Not against us, God on our side. We sometimes think of God playing the game of gotcha, of looking for ways to find us in the wrong, for ways to judge us, for ways to condemn us. But that's not right. God is the shepherd who searches through the rain and the dark for us, the Father who waits on the porch for us to come home. What then shall we say, Paul writes, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who will bring any charges against he who God has chosen? It's God who justifies, who dares to condemn. Jesus Christ, who died and was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. The good news was Emmanuel, God with us. We've looked at the Advent season the last 4 or 5 weeks. The presence of God in the world coming nearer, realized on Christmas Day when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And we move from that, from seeing God with us, to having Christ in us, and having Christ with us. We're going to read some scripture this morning that reflect that movement, from God being with us, to Christ being in us, to Christ being with us. So as each of these comes on the screen, I'll look for volunteers. Just raise your hand and someone will bring you a microphone. And I think we have some part of each reading maybe in red, and we can all read that part together. So if you're willing to read, raise your hand and we'll bring you a microphone.
Matthew 2. What was spoken by the Lord through the prophet? Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
from John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
God with us.
2 Corinthians 13:5 and 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory, displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
Christ in us.
Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgives you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message of Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Christ
in us.
John 14:18. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you.
With us.
Matthew 18:20. Where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. Christ with us.
Matthew 28:20. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Christ with us.
God was not with us just once, long ago. He is with us always, today. He is with us now as we gather around the Lord's table together. He is with us in the bread, which is his body. He is with us in the cup, which is his blood. He is with us in the Holy Spirit, who breathes new life into us. Emmanuel, God with us, the reality of our redemption, which was and is to come. As we share the bread and the cup, there's a piece of paper on each table with suggestions for reading aloud with the people you're sitting with. Have someone at your table pray for the bread and the cup as you share them. Then read and talk about what you've read as you eat and drink together. Let's do that now.